This is To The Point. A Rhino Experience. Voted one of the top home services marketing and operations podcasts. Cutting through the bullshit and getting to the point.
Hey, what's up, To The Point listeners? It is your boy, the host of To The Point Home Services Podcast, Chris Yano. And my co-host today is actually everybody here live at AHR Expo 2022 in Viva Las Vegas. Did you like that, Ken?
Like it.
Was that pretty good? Yeah, so we are excited.
Not me.
Well, don't you try. It's your turn.
Viva.
Okay, no, it wasn't as good. Anyway, we are excited to be here podcasting live in the Podcast Pavilion at AHR Expo. This is round three for me, for the previous podcast with my guest, CEO of Gettle, who is actually my co-host for this particular episode, Mr. Ken Goodrich. Thanks for joining me, man.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you earned it.
Nothing better than talk about IAQ.
We are going to talk about indoor air quality. That's important. Right?
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to talk about. And so our guest today, Mr. Jerry Maguire from President of Purify Labs, is that correct?
Absolutely.
And you're going to enlighten us, educate us. I know it's important to Ken. That's a foundation. You got to educate yourself. So we're going to learn a little bit about indoor air quality and maybe some different options out there. But while you, Jerry, if you would, just go ahead and let our listeners know and everybody here live at AHR Expo, just a little bit of your history, like how you got into the trades and really where you're at today and kind of what the starting point, and we'll just start hammering you with some different questions.
Absolutely. Yeah, I appreciate the opportunity to be here. Hopefully what's going to come across is the fact that I'm extremely passionate about indoor air quality.
I like passion.
But my start was very simple. I started changing filters on the rooftops of Taco Bells and Kentucky Fried Chickens. I mean, that was the beginning of my career. And I learned a few things. Number one, I didn't like the smell of those filters, and I stopped eating there. No offense. But I also learned how important IAQ is, you know, and that there were opportunities to make things better than they were, depending on how you service things, depending on what technologies you chose, how well you maintain systems, and had a chance to eventually work in the IAQ division of Daikin, mainly within AAF Flanders, their air filtration division, and spent 15 years there. And we grew that business to about $1.4 billion during my time there. But what was really great is, you know, the evolution of technology and what we were able to do, you know, in different facilities and applications. And I culminated my career there after 15 years and did some consulting and now joined Purify Labs as we work on the next frontier of IAQ.
How long have you been in Purify Labs now?
18 months, a year and a half.
How long does it feel?
Longer.
Heard that before. Well, I would tell you what, just for the sake of time, because I know we're on some time restraints on this particular one, I'm going to go ahead and jump right into questions. You guys cool with that?
Absolutely.
So first and foremost, like, what changes have you seen in the indoor air quality industry, like, since the pandemic? I mean, I have a strong opinion about some of this on how it was rolled out early on, like, yeah, kind of using the scarcity mentality. But, like, what have you seen? Obviously, you're in it every day, so, like...
Yeah, mainly what I saw was a shift in emphasis, you know, and desire for improved IAQ. I mean, spending 15 years in the industry and you're trying to push this idea of clean air towards people, and all of a sudden the world started trying to pull it into their lives in a different way than they had before. And the population got more educated than they were before.
Yeah, that's good. And it's not like it just came out. It's been around a long time.
Right. Yeah, it's been an emphasis, but people weren't pulling it into their lives. They weren't as interested. Then I saw people, you know, post-pandemic, they're tweeting about microns and MERV ratings, and I thought, I never thought that would happen. But when I saw that, it was an obvious shift that the consumers were now going to pull, and the demand curve was going to change significantly, which means a lot for service businesses.
You know what a dictionary is?
Do I know what a dictionary is?
Yeah.
I know what Wikipedia is. Like,
we had a dictionary. You don't have a dictionary. You know what a dictionary is?
You know, I'm 42. Yeah, I know what a dictionary is.
So, I don't know. Years ago, 35 years ago, I don't know why I did this. I went and I got the Webster's Dictionary and I looked up the definition of air conditioning. And guess what it said? Cleaning the air, controlling its temperature and humidity within an enclosure. But the first thing in the definition of air conditioning in the Webster's Dictionary is cleaning the air.
I love that.
Fun fact. Yeah.
So what I did is I took that, you know what a phonetic spelling is? I did a sign and a phonetic spelling.
I do not know that.
And I did that definition. I put it in our office, in our training room. And every time we talk to the guys about, you know, talking about customers and, you know, they're doing the right thing, there's the definition of your job, cleaning the air, controlling its temperature, which we do. And humidity is another thing that's overlooked too. I don't know why I said that.
I don't know, but this is going to sound...
Only because, good little ad for you, it's the first point of air conditioning, according to Mr. Webster.
Absolutely. I love that, that it's the first point.
Yeah.
And that's a very, it's a specific part of HVAC, you know, so it's, I describe it as this, dealing with particles, pathogens, and aerosols. You know, what are you doing with those so that you can deliver clean air in addition to the conditioning aspect of it?
This is going to sound, so I had an aha moment, and I'm almost embarrassed to say it out loud, but I'm going to do it anyway, because I believe in transparency. You said, what's conditioning? Like, I think about using conditioner, you're trying to, like, clean your hair, make it, air conditioning. That actually makes so much sense. 14 years I've been in this industry doing this stuff, and I'm just now thinking through that that makes so much sense.
Yeah, let me take another step further for your education, young man. You used to call it
before. Hey, Grandpa, please share.
Air conditioning, you used to call it air cooling.
That makes more sense to me.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, let's keep... I apologize. You have to deal with that.
Let me throw some stuff at you from a contractor's perspective.
Sure.
So I've been fooling around with IAQ for decades, right?
Yeah.
In every way, shape, or form. And we can really go back to some stuff. But here's what I see. Here's the challenge that I see where you guys, not you particularly, but your industry misses the mark with us. Is that you guys are engineers, and engineers, you know, you do the math and you do all the stuff, but it's not, one, it's sometimes too techy and not relatable to our customers. You got to give us the stuff that's real, that we can relate to the customers, and then number two, that we can actually count on, because there's a lot of snake oil kind of products in our business, in that business, right?
Yeah, that's fair.
And so what I've always challenged my IAQ vendors is, let's dumb it down a bit. I don't know what a pathogen is. My people don't know what a pathogen is. I guess we can teach them. But just, you know, get some really clean, fundamental stuff about air cleaning and why it's important. It is the first part of the definition of air conditioning, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, let's make sure that our systems, you know, all of our systems offerings include this, right?
Yeah.
But I think the reason why, one of the challenges with your industry, why it hasn't really got the meaningful amount of particle flow, is you've just made it too engineer-y, right?
Yeah.
And so, and then you allow us, knuckleheads, to figure how to interpret that and tell that to a customer.
Yeah, that's fair.
And then number two is, you know, like I said, a lot of snake oil in that business sometimes. No one, you know, I have in my house 6 IAQ monitors for me to test. I'm just testing them to see what they do. They all say something different. I don't know what it means. I don't know if, you know, I think I know what a VOC is, but they go up and down, and I don't know. You can't keep track of them.
Right.
Like, it's daunting to try to figure out if you have clean air.
Yeah.
And we're like, why is the monitor so damn complicated?
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
So I was looking at your website, and sounds like you got some solutions to some of this stuff I'm talking about, right?
We do. Yeah. And you're absolutely right. We see it in the marketplace. And obviously, you're successful. You've been in the industry for a long time, and you're hitting on all those high notes. And there's a couple questions that we get from consumers and contractors. You know, the contractors say, can you simplify this for me? Because there has to be a conversation at the kitchen table or, you know, in somebody's home. You know, commercial is a little bit different. And so we do have to do that, and we have some ways that we have. But then also, what does the customer ask? They always ask, how do I know if it's working? That's the number one question that contractors tell us, and they feel like they haven't ever had a great answer for it. So we just simplify it, and we say, look, when you're looking at an IAQ technology, look for proof, not promises.
That's good.
Simple as that. I mean, you do the same with the thermostat. If you sell somebody an HVAC system for the first time in their home because they want it to be 72 degrees but only hits 85, they're not happy.
Right.
The same applies to the particles, the VOCs, et cetera. But then to simplify that further, yes, we have an app that aligns to World Health Organization standards and EPA standards. And so it tells you with colors, am I good? Is it working? Just to try to simplify that and make it real for those consumers as well.
Now, I haven't looked at that app, but like, make sure it's not too engineering.
We've tried.
It's just like, I'm not thumbs an engineer. Up, air good.
Yeah.
And thumbs down, air bad.
Green and red. You know, we've tried to simplify it. Green, yellow, red.
Is engineering in the dictionary?
Engineering.
Engineering.
We've de-engineered it, you know, just to make
so
it consumable. Yeah.
So you also have like, it's like our thermostats are on the wall. You also have the same, like, you talked about the app. You actually have the same thing that's on the wall that's showing.
We do.
Yeah. And it self-modulates based on whatever setting you put it on, right?
It does. So the system is always on whenever the fan is on. That's when you want it on. But if that fan is ever off and you have a pollution event, you need something to respond. It's not enough to tell somebody their air is terrible. You have to be able to do something about it. And so when it goes above a threshold, just like a thermostat except for particles, it'll activate the generator, turn on fan only. And that way you save on the heating and cooling elements. And so you have automation associated with it. So you can take action.
Yeah, what's nice is it actually makes it tangible.
Yeah.
Yeah, because now it's all been like, oh, is it good? Is it not good? Especially today with COVID and all this stuff playing around everybody. Like, this, by the way, this isn't like the solution for COVID. I read that. But it's certainly been tested very well. I think it was like 99.99%, I think, is... So I want to talk about the actual testing of this real quick too. So how has testing of indoor air quality products evolved? And has it really evolved quicker over the last couple of years?
Yeah, rapidly. First thing to understand is there aren't any standards for how a technology should be tested against pathogens. But EPA, ASHRAE, other organizations, they're working quickly to try to come up with what those standards are. But in the meantime, in the absence of that, we've tried to simplify how a contractor or service organization can decide what they should represent, because their reputation matters.
Absolutely, yeah.
We built it for years and years and years. And we just say this, will you use and install the product in the same way it was tested?
In home services, speed to lead is everything. Chirp stands out by transforming your communication strategy. With Chirp, accelerate your lead response time with instant SMS text messaging, email, and ringless voicemail automation. Chirp's cutting-edge technology ensures you're the first and the most persistent, helping you close more deals than ever. But that's not all. Say goodbye to missed opportunities with Chirp's incredible follow-up system. Keep your leads engaged and moving smoothly through your sales funnel without lifting a finger. And with Chirp, deep integrations with top CRMs like ServiceTitan, HouseCall Pro, and Jobber, you can launch laser-targeted campaigns to connect with the exact right leads at the exact right time. Automation creates efficiency. Efficiency unlocks scalability. With Chirp, you can automate speed to lead, estimate follow-ups, rehash, abandoned call follow-ups, canceled job follow-ups, review requests, outbounding to your list, annual reminders, membership expiration follow-ups, and so much more. So stop chasing leads, capture them. Connect faster and close more deals with Chirp. Contact Chirp today and elevate your communication game.
If the answer to that question is no, then you've got some follow-up questions to do. Not the least of which is, well, how many do I need then to install to get the outcome? But in order to do that, you have to ask for the actual laboratory test report. So we just say, ask for the lab report. Ask yourself, will I install and use it in the same way it was tested? Here's why. Not everybody takes a duct-mounted accessory and installs it in the ductwork during a laboratory test. We've seen them sitting on desks like this with a giant box fan behind them. that's not real world. Does anybody eat at their kitchen table like that? Nobody does. So just ask those questions and you will get to the right product, because it's a little bit of the Wild West out there because there aren't any standards yet. But look for the real world in the test.
Yeah. And the box doesn't leak like a duct system typically does, right?
Yeah. Fully sealed.
Yeah. True. By the way, let me educate you, son.
Yes, Grandpa Goodrich.
So, what do you believe, what is the most effective indoor air quality system?
Tell me, Grandpa.
Strategy, fresh air, number one. Might not be as efficient, but it's the most effective.
Fresh air.
Do you agree or disagree?
You know, I haven't, it depends on the application. I say conditions are everything. You know, there are some applications where that will solve the problem. And there are some applications where you need a little more horsepower to inactivate and attack things besides outdoor air.
Well, especially when, you know, when the you got a newer home and the off-gassing of all the new furnishings and things, or, you know, it's a constant.
Yeah, you need to ventilate to exhaust and get rid of and dilute some of those off-gassing of the new furniture.
So my understanding of IAQ is, number one solution, if you can, is fresh air. Number two solution is filtration. Being in levels of effectiveness, number two is filtration. And number three is precipitation. I assume your product is a ionizer of some type.
Yeah, we generate molecular ions from our device, and they're some of the longest living, most powerful ions. And so they can travel all the way down the ductwork into the occupied space and get the job done. What we see in the data, like in our office, for example, our office at Purify, it's 7 to 100 times cleaner in our office than it is outdoors. And we push them to minimum outside air, because what's happening with this technology is you're changing the physics of the environment.
So you shut the outdoor off. Outdoor.
We turn it to minimum.
Okay.
Yeah, we turn it to minimum outside air.
So that's a better test, all right?
Yeah, and so the thing is, like, it's a progression of choices, you know, because sometimes there's economics, there's space, there's energy choices, and ventilation is probably the easiest to access. So that's why it's a primary thing to grab for. Filtration, almost in every system. You can also grab it off the shelf and shove it in, you know, the ductwork or the HVAC system, number two. But then beyond that, if we want to get faster at attacking contaminants and really drive them out of the occupied space, the data suggests we have to change the nature of the particles in the room. They're too small, so they just keep staying there for 41 hours, polluting that space. We have to get them to be larger, denser, so they can actually catch that return air filtration current and get up through that filter. So, primary lines of defense, but there's more that we can do to get it done faster, more efficiently, and with proof.
Well, there's a lot of applications you can't add fresh air to, right?
Yeah, or any significant amount of it, for sure.
So I'm under the impression. Oh, you said your career, you got with Daikin and you worked on the IAQ side of it. But like, do you have an IAQ drive at your home? I mean, do you want your air to be perfect in your home?
I do, yeah. I'm a chronic allergy and sinus sufferer. And so when I installed, for example, this technology for the first time in my home, we were measuring particles like you do in a clean room. How many microparticles are in a cubic centimeter of air? And I'll never forget the number that I saw. It was 386 per cubic centimeter. Now, that meant I was consuming 1.5 trillion particles into my lungs and bloodstream every year. If you do the math, you know, you extrapolate that. No wonder I was having issues, right? This is just my personal experience. And I watched as I installed the technology take it down to 50 within just a few hours. And I don't really live above 50 since that time 4 years ago. And odors have been eradicated. It's crisp. It's clean. People walk into the house and they say, I don't know how to describe the smell here. It smells like nothing. It smells pure. Some people refer to it as the spa because of that experience. But it's very real for me because it changes my experience in the home. It changes the feel of the home. And it changes your psychology, too. When you see that number every day and it's green, it's green, it's green. And then when it's not, something takes action for you and makes it green. People love it.
Yeah.
This is something I've never sat around and thought about. But I think that's pretty normal, right? Like, think about it. I mean, COVID certainly made it more, like, us think more about it.
Hey, man, the dirt particles in your house
are good.
Are too skinny.
Yeah.
We got to fatten them up so the filters will catch them.
Got it.
Very good. I love that.
I'm not concerned because I had Ghetto come to my house and put in my... I'm kind of being serious. It's like, I know that we're trying to create awareness, you know, for like, Ken's in the business. He's going to think of these different questions. I'm looking at it from the consumer's perspective. I'm like, what? They don't know what you just said is like science that they're not thinking about. And I am in that, like, that's where I'm at. And it's, I need to understand in a layman's term, like, what are things that the homeowner is asking or the concerns that they're asking to find the solution. So I'm assuming you're experiencing a lot of those things. Cause I would want to know if I'm a contractor listening to this podcast who should be adding IAQ as an add-on or as in their offerings, so they can overcome those objections before they get to them. What are some of the constant things or things that you guys are hearing frequently that homeowners are asking about IAQ in general?
Yeah, so, you know, sometimes when we're in industry conversations, we get more technical than we do with consumers.
Of course,
you know?
Of course.
But the consumers are asking a number of questions. Number one, do you have anything for allergies or asthma? Now, caution for anybody in this industry, don't make medical claims, you know, but you can say, you know, a lot of things that drive allergy and asthma symptoms are particles in the air. And if you can reduce the amount of particles in the air, then you may see reduction. So they ask those questions, and that gives you a chance to say, well, we have a technology that can help reduce particles in the air. That leads to a decrease in, you know, symptoms and those kind of things. They ask, how do I know if my air is dirty or clean? Well, you got to measure it. You know, so they ask some very simple questions, and they ask about odors. Do you have anything that can help me with odors? I've got this mildew. I've got this mold. That's how they describe it. Or I've got pets, or I've got kids. I got football gear, hockey gear, and it smells, you know, in the house and whatever else. I got four boys, all that stuff. Those are the things that they ask about. It's about how it affects their life on a day-to-day basis.
Got it. And what's nice is that from having gone to the website, you guys actually have a lot of really great visual references. So to kind of start to see and understand, because you can't see the air. Well, I guess you can sometimes if it's yellow and dirty. Grandpa, are you trying to cut me off?
Yeah. So listen. I believe if you're going to have a meaning from the business standpoint of this, if you're going to have a meaningful IAQ program, you got to get channel Mr. Webster back in your life and say, it's the definition of what I do.
Yeah.
I got to clean the air. I got to cool and heat the air, control its temperature, and I got to control its humidity. That's what I do here. Right. And all your offerings have to include that, and you have to go at it. We're going to sell, you know, our plan this year is to sell 13,416 replacement air conditioners this year.
So a couple.
If I'm really doing my job, I should sell 13,000, whatever the number is, IAQ systems along with it.
Very good.
And I would say all of us should be selling duct systems. I mean, it really ought to be the whole package. If someone invests in a new system, it should be a true air conditioning system, not a cooling system or a heating system.
And for it to be successful and to make an impact, you're talking about exactly what we see. When the leader of the business decides to make it a mission and a purpose, everybody else falls in line. You know, falls into the plans, the strategies, the daily conversations, the proposals, all of it. And we call it doing well while doing good.
And so, like currently, so we're making that move now to make that commitment that our systems are control the temperature, humidity, and cleanliness of the air, duct systems, the whole package. So instead of this a la carte thing, we're going to do the job right.
Yeah.
Because we do things the right way, not the easy way.
That's right. The goal is to get it right, not to be right.
Yeah.
So thank you, Grandpa. I appreciate that.
I want to make. He's so pissed because I said that his wife was the boss. He's still
on air.
On air.
Oh, well, you know,
for the world. It's true. I'm self-aware.
Say the boss. I said the leader.
It's okay to admit it.
Yeah, well, whatever. Call what you want. I want to finish with this because I know we have short time because we have some other amazing podcasts that are coming up here at HR Expo. I want to finish with kind of giving you the opportunity to tell us, everyone in the audience, and then also our listeners on To The Point Home Services podcast, your favorite podcast, why Purify Labs? Like, you have to think you're the best. You have to think you're the best. Mm-hmm. I'd hope you think you're the best, right?
Yes.
So I just would like our listeners to know why you think that, and then finish with if they want to contact, research, whatever it is, any which way you'd want them to be able to communicate directly with you. If you're here live at HR Expo, you can go see your booth. You know what your booth number is?
6C6900.
There you go, C6900. I'm sure you do. But go ahead before he takes over for you and just kind of give it your, like, give us, like, let me know the why, like the why behind Purify Labs.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I mentioned earlier my experience. My experience was pursuing changing air quality in the breathing zone for the people. And I found a technology that could actually do that, not just with a promise, but with proof. And that's a key difference in Purify. And what we ask any dealer, contractor, service organization, distributor to ask themselves is, can I prove what I'm promising?
Can you?
We can.
All right.
We can. But the reason is because we call it the three R's. You've got three aspects of what present opportunity for you in the new frontier of IAQ. Revenue, reputation, and referrals. You know, your revenue is going to grow because the opportunity is there and people want it more. But you spent years and decades building a reputation, and it would be a shame to go out there and offer a promise that can't be delivered on. And instead, we try to provide all the validation, all the technical documentation, all the apps and the sensors so that you can prove it every day. And then when that sensor is sitting there inside of someone's home telling them your air is clean, your air is clean, your air is clean, day after day, month after month, and it says Gettle on it because it has the contractor sticker on that sensor, what is being reinforced? Gettle solved my problems. They proved their performance. I want to refer them to my friends. And when those friends come over, they for sure ask what that sensor is, and they have a chance to have a conversation and refer those people to you. But, you know, real world testing, we take the reputation of the service organization seriously. We want to support it, we want to expand it, and we want to serve the growth of their business in something called we call doing well while doing good. Make a difference in people's lives. We desire impact, not just revenue, but social impact. And we want to do that with our partners.
Nice.
Wow. That's awesome. I mean, let me tell you, I'm kind of blown away by this whole thing because, I mean, the history of IAQ, usually it's kind of a, it's never approached from the business aspect. It's never any proof. It's just some weird engineering talk about, well, the light's going to stimulate the molecules and the carbon thing, and it's going to create hydrogen peroxide that's going to cleanse the air as you, you know.
Right.
Who buys that? You know, if we're gonna do things the right way, we're gonna understand the product. It's gonna prove to the customer. We're gonna do a full package. But I have a great idea. So I have 12 air conditioning systems. If you should use me as a test system. We'll put the 12 in. We'll install them.
Might as well throw me in there while you're at it.
And his.
I only have two.
And let's come back in. What's a reasonable amount of time, and we'll share the result.
We'd love to.
Yeah, you're local. You're Phoenix.
We happen to be in Arizona together.
Well, there we go.
What's the time from install to share? Which is 90 days. What's the test?
30 days.
Really? Are you up for that?
I'm in. Let's do it. We'll do a live follow-up.
We're going to put it in, and you're going to live with the result, right?
Yeah, right. For sure. Love that. Yeah. Look forward to it.
Hell yeah. That's how we do it. Right. Let's go. Well, listen, man, appreciate you very much.
Get a Mercedes dealer on next.
We're going to put you to the test.
Can I stay
with that? But real quick, why don't you share the best way for anybody listening or everybody that's listening online on the podcast, also in the audience at AHR Expo, how they can best contact you if they can't come to your booth.
Yeah, purifylabs.com is the best place to go. We have videos. We have the tools that our dealers use. A lot of them are on there. Also the technical things, because there are those technical folks inside of the dealers. PurifyLabs.com is a place to check us out.
You want to spell that out just so we make sure?
Yes, that is specific. It is Purify with an I at the end. P-U-R-I-F-I. Labs, plural.
Oh, we got to change that. We got to fix that.
Perfect. I'll make sure to share it in our post as well. Listen, I appreciate you hopping on here. I know this is a short, but hey, since Grandpa Ken over here went ahead and set us up a follow-up episode, we'll get a little more time in studio and to the Point of Home Services studio since you're in P-Town, which is fantastic. So I appreciate you coming on, Ken. I appreciate being my co-host. You did a great job.
Thank you.
Trying to take over the podcast one episode at a time. I know.
I'm not. I can't take your spot, man. I'm the Ed McMahon. I'm your Ed McMahon.
I like okay.
That. You're the Shady, you don't even know what that is.
I know who Ed McMahon. Gosh.
That's your pack of wolves.
Yes. I'm good. Hey, AHR Explorers, that's a good podcast so far. Man, do a good job. Give him a round of applause. How good does it feel to be back in person with one another? Can I get an amen? My goodness, I got to do one of these live podcasts at the end of last year, and it was nowhere near as large as this. I love seeing everybody back together. It's good for me. I fly out at 3:30 today to go to New Orleans, then to Dallas on Thursday to do two more of these, and I'm happy about it. But hey, listen, I appreciate you guys both so much. You guys are going to learn so much here today. All the podcast guests that we have come on, the different podcasters, there's so many that are unique to our organization, have a lot of great information, like Amanda Tersh back there for Service Business Mastery. So much good content. Content and things can be learned from these podcasts. We all do it to give back to you, to share things that we've learned. Guests will have great content to give back to you to help you grow and scale your businesses. So thank you for all my To The Point Home Services listeners. All you my customers that are out there, I see a few of you. KG, I appreciate you. Jerry, thanks so much, man. I love what you're doing in the IAQ space. Keep doing it with integrity. And I can't wait to see the outcome of this.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
All right, listeners, listen up. I appreciate you guys so much. Please go ahead and leave a review for us To The Point Home Services podcast. And if you leave one specific to Jerry, we'll make sure that Jerry gets it. Same thing with Ken. We'll share those things with him. But we appreciate you guys so much. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. We're somewhere in the 250,000 downloads in just 104 episodes, which is pretty amazing. So we're incredibly grateful for that. We hit number 19 in the overall marketing podcast in the entire world. Number 19, not bad for being a home services specific podcast. So super grateful for that. I appreciate all you guys. AHR Expo, let's have a great event. Gentlemen, thank you so much. Until next time, low 0 days.
Listeners, thank you so much again for listening to this podcast week after week. We are extremely grateful. Again, the whole purpose of this podcast is to give back to the home services industry that we love so much, whether you're a rhino or not. We really, really appreciate all the subscribers. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please go in and subscribe and you'll get all the episodes sent to you automatically weekly. Also, we have really enjoyed your feedback. It's so meaningful for us when we get to read the nice comments that you guys put. So keep doing that. And if you don't know how to do it, here's what you got to do. You search for To The Point Home Services on Apple Podcasts. You click on our profile, scroll all the way down to the bottom, and hit write a review. And be honest and share your story and how the podcast has impacted you and your business. Thanks again from the bottom of our hearts at To The Point Home Services Podcast. We appreciate you.